The rest of the month of September is full up with independent and non-commercial film screenings in the Wichita area as the Murdoch Theater continues its impressive lineup of first-run art house films. An encore showing of Miranda July's sophomore feature The Future will run tomorrow, September 15th, before two screenings next week of groundbreaking documentarian Errol Morris's new story of love, kidnapping, and sensational journalism, Tabloid. Tabloid will show Tuesday the 20th and Thursday the 22nd. Also at the Murdoch, a double feature of 1930s screwball comedies tonight at 7:30, featuring Cary Grant in The Awful Truth and Claudette Colbert in Midnight, a repeat screening of Tom Shadyac's documentary I Am on the 16th, and the legendary western Once Upon a Time in the West next week on the 21st. The Orpheum Theater's September installment in its film series is the 1973 version of The Three Musketeers, with a star-studded cast featuring Oliver Reed, Raquel Welch, Faye Dunaway, Richard Chamberlain, Charlton Heston, Christopher Lee, and many others, tomorrow, September 15th at 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow at the Forum Events Center on South Hillside, the Tallgrass Film Association will show the highly acclaimed documentary Hot Coffee, which looks at the effects of tort reform on the American legal system through the lens of several major lawsuits, including the much-ridiculed 1994 case in which a 79-year-old woman sued McDonald's after suffering third-degree burns from spilling coffee on her skin. And the Peace and Social Justice Center screens the chilling 1996 documentary Paradise Lost, which is widely recognized as contributing to the recent release of the so-called West Memphis 3 after their apparently wrongful murder convictions. Paradise Lost shows this Friday at 7 o'clock. I'm Fletcher Powell for KMUW. For more information on any of these films, including trailers, visit the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org.